Shir Samach Vav, Yem Hei, Rav Shvat.
I want to be mindful of the shtick of the machlekes, Reb Shimon and Rabbanon. We have a machlekes. The halacha is like this. The Mishnah says, Perek Sheni, in our Mishnah, that Eish Sochiv Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamo, you don't do Yibum. We learn out from a pasuk, Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov, Shaloi Soleim Yeshiva Achas Be'olam, and Eish Sochiv Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamo, Eish Sochiv Shaloi Hoyo Be'olamo, there's no Yibum. Ki Yeshvu Achim Yachdov. So what will we learn out from that halacha? We learn out from that halacha that if you have three brothers, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies, and then Levi is born, Levi cannot do Yibum. Ad shiyelem yeshiva achas ba'olam. If Levi didn't have a yeshiva achas with Reuven, he can't do Yibum. This is the mute. Ki yeshiva achim yachdov ad shiyelem yeshiva achas ba'olam. If they don't have a yeshiva achas ba'olam, you can't do Yibum. We have a machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon. What would be in a case that Reuven dies, Shimon does Yibum, and then Levi is born? Levi was born after Shimon did Yibum. Of them is a machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon. Rabbanon hold weiter as a miut. Eishesochim shalaya ba'ilom o'ishilem yeshiva achas ba'ilom. They have to have yeshiva achas ba'olam. So mele alamol, every brother that didn't live together with the mess could never do yibum. Every brother that never lived together with the mess could never do yibum. This is shitas rabbanon. Sai, if Levi was born before Shimon did yibum. Sai, if Levi is born after Shimon did yibum. And Reb Shimon holds no, if Yibum ve'achar kach noilad, you could do Yibum. Those are the machlekes Reb Shimon ve'Rabbanon and Yevomes. Yibum ve'achar kach noilad. Zeh mer shaloyoyo ba'olam istam lekula alma, you cannot do Yibum. Yibum ve'achar kach noilad. Reb Shimon holds you could do Yibum, and Rabbanon holds you cannot do Yibum. And what is the machlekes? So the pashtes advorim, when you learn the sugya and perek sheini nafchof. The Gemara says the reason that Reb Shimon holds you could do Yibum is lemaisis toch eishesochim shalaya ba'olamoi, and if Levi is born, the pasuk says ki yeshvu achim yachdov shayisolem yeshiva achas ba'olam, on them you can do Yibum. So why here Levi could do Yibum? The Talmud says the reason Levi could do Yibum is because Rashi says shlishi mikoyach sheini. Val Shimon took over the issues from Reuven, and Levi is coming in his shoes, and he's taking over the issues from Shimon, so he gets the heter that Shimon had in Eishes Reuven. He's coming over, and he's taking over the heter from Shimon. Shlishi mikoyach sheini uba. Taisa says an ander eloshim bepashtes, because nasik ishtei lecholdova, when she makes a yibum to Reuven Shimon, b'meila all of the Eishes Achim shalaya ba'olamo disappears, b'meila Levi can do yibum. So you have two esberim and dafchof why Reb Shimon holds b'yibum v'achar kach noilad you could do yibum. Why b'yibum v'achar kach noilad you could do yibum? On a mitzad shlishi mikach sheini uba, this is Rashi. On a mitzad bo v'metzah mehet. So here miyad is the kasha. If Reb Shimon holds shalaya ba'olamo is no mitzvah sibu, Eishesochiv shalaya ba'olamo is no mitzvah sibu, Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven dies and Levi is born, Levi doesn't have a mitzvah. But if Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum, while he takes over Shimon's issues, he has a heter to do Yibum. Other mitzad, shlishi mikach sheini uba. Other mitzad, shlishi mikach sheini uba. Other mitzad, nasi ki ishto lechol dovo. So the shaila is, so why dafka if he was born after Shimon did Yibum? Why dafka if he was born after Shimon did Yibum? Even if he's born before Shimon did Yibum, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies. Levi is born. and then Shimon does Yibum. Val Levi is taking over now Shimon. Val Levi is taking over Shimon, so why he can't do Yibum? If it's a heta von Shlishi Mikach Shein Yubo, or the Nasike Ishte Lechol Dovo, why it has to work that Levi is born after Shimon did Yibum? Rabbanon old Levi could never do Yibum. Ki Yeshu Achim Yachdov, Shoyzer Meshiva Achaz Boilo. Rab Shimon is Moide. Just he says, if Levi is born after Shimon made Yibum and Shimon dies, he takes over Shimon's issues. Why? Shlishi Mikach Shein Yubo. So if that's what it is, Mali Noilad v'achar kach Yibem, Yibem v'achar kach Noilad. And why Reb Shimon holds that his ganze heter is b'Yibem v'achar kach Noilad? Why Reb Shimon is not matir b'Noilad v'achar kach Yibem? Dosi de kasha. And that Reb Elchanan came and he said a teretz. And Rebbe Elchanan's teretz is, Zog Rebbe Elchanan, you're right. Be'etzem, the lomdus of Reb Shimon is, Shlishi mikayach sheini yibo. I'm taking over Shimon, b'meila I could do yibum. Other the lomdus is, Nase ki ishter lechol dovo. Aber is nesro. If I was born before Shimon did yibum, so she was oimed le yibum, so I couldn't do yibum because I'm shalom rebbei lomoy. Ki yishu achim yachdov. You're right that Shimon took over, and now if I will come mikoyach Shimon, I have sai teisus heter, sai rashi heter. But if I was born before Shimon did the yibum, so b'shas nef. I was there, was nesro all of shoachas, v'keivan shenesro all of shoachas, nesro all of elomis. So be'etzem, the way Rebbe Elchanan is learning yibomis, Rebbe Elchanan is learning that Be'etzem lefi Reb Shimon is a svara shlishi mikach sheini yubo or the nasik ishtoi that he write that it's a mir shalai hoyobo ilomoi. He can't do yibum on his own, but if he's taking over his brother that has a heter, Be'etzem he has to have a heter. So why benoilad ve'achar kachibim is also as nesro? So kum deis hazei Rabbanon hold shalai hoyobo ilomoi is also alemol. Reb Shimon really wanted to hold that it's muta. Just he had to say benoilad v'achar kach yibim that it's also mitzad nesro. But if it's yibim v'achar kach melad, there's no nesro. But mainly you could take over the shalai hoyobo ilomoi. This is the way Reb Elchanan learns machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon and Yevamos. This is the way to learn machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon and Yevamos. And this Reb Elchanan, we have four shailas. Four shailas. The first shaila, Reb Nochem said, it's very not gishmak to learn pshat that the ganze Reb Shimon is giboy taf nesro, even in Zarashi and Daftes. The whole nesro steht in the Gemara and daflamet. And you are telling me now, Reb Elchanan, the ganze Yevomis, and it starts in Dafbeis, and it's in Daftes, and by us, and Kabbal Mursugis, the Gemara goes, Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon. It's totally a Nesro. The ganze Reb Shimon, the Tana Reb Shimon, doesn't have a Hezber. Only the Nesro. To Mechalik of Yibim, v'achar kach Noilad, to Noilad, v'achar kach Yibim. So the ganze Yevomis is Gebeit of Nesro. And it's not, first, it's not written nowhere in the Rishonim. It's a sugi and the flamed Omar Abiyud Omar Rav Kol Yevomis and the Kerubin Nesro Shoachas Nesro Elomis. It's a parasha for Nesro. Tzadeicha Godel Merit. One shayle. Second shayle is Frank Reb Elchanan. Okay, lama zogin asidon Nesro. But when you learn the Yud Aleph, it doesn't stim. It's the second list of the kashas. This is the reason the Welt is loymed the sugi from Reb Shimon ben Rabbanon and Mefir Reb Elchanan. You learn it in Daf Yud Aleph, because in Daf Yud Aleph it doesn't stim. And Daf Chav is very gishmak. And Daf Chav is very gishmak. Nesro, Rabbanon don't Nesro. Art is glad. But in Daf Yud Aleph it doesn't stim. Why? The Gemara states that the Zelma Machlekes Reb Shimon ben Rabbanon will be. If one of the brothers die, Reuven b'Shimon, Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and then Shimon marries her, and Levi is born, Levi could do yibum. Same shlish mikach sheini yuba. If Reuven dies and Shimon does chalitza, kiddushin, and then Levi is born, lefi Reb Shimon you can marry her, lefi Rabbanon you cannot marry her. He was born later. Aber lefi Reb Shimon you can marry her. So the first shlokish that Be'etzem is a kore, so the Gemara is a yichet timtze. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza and then Kiddushin, and now Levi is born, he could do Yibum. That's Reb Shimon. If he's born before Shimon did Chalitza and Yibum, so then Levi cannot do Yibum. So this is the Gemara's Mechalek. Reuven and Shimon, Reuven dies. If Levi is born before Shimon did Chalitza and Kiddushin, Levi cannot marry her. If he was born after Shimon did Chalitza and Yibum, so Levi can marry her. Frank the Belchana, this is good Lefi Rashi. Why? That Levi will marry her. Reuven dies, Shimon did Chalitza and Kiddushin. And now Shimon dies, Levi can marry Shlishi Mekach Shein Yubo. But if he tases for Nasek, Ishtel Lechol Dovo, this is only in Yibomas and Yibum. In our case, Reuven dies, Shimon did Chalitza and Kiddushin, and then Levi is born, you can't say Nasek, Ishtel Lechol Dovo. This is the second Kasha for Rebel Chanan. Ableib Tzorichion, Beisiv Koton Aleph. The third Kasha Rebel Chanan freaked on his own Pshat. If Be'etzem, every time Lefi Reb Shimon, when I take over Shimon, I get the heter of Shimon. So why I have to be born after Shimon already did his Yibum? Why Dafka Yibim V'achakach Noilad and not Noilad V'achakach Yibim? Because if not, Zog Reb Shimon, Zog Reb Elchanan is Nesro. Zog Reb Elchanan, this is good in the Gemara and Dafchof. Reuven dies. If Levi is born before Shimon did Yibum, so now she's Nesro and Levi. So maybe Levi cannot do Yibum, but in our sugya, why Tesis and Rashi learn that Levi has to be born after Shimon did Kiddushin? It's enough to be born after Shimon did Chalitza. Because in the minute he did Chalitza, there's no Zikas Yibum anymore, there's no Nefila anymore, so there's no Nesro. Nesro needs a Zikas Nefila. When she's not a Yivam anymore, there's no Nesro. So why Rashi and Tesis say that we have to have that she's oimet, that Levi was born only after Shimon was choylis and mekadesh. Tesis by Master Keman is marich lehedye, that Levi has to be born after Shimon did also kiddushin. If the lumness of mine is right, Zog Reb Elchanan, and Be'etzem Reb Shimon holds, Shtishim Gach Shein Asik Ishtoi helps. Now Be'etzem, when I take the second one, everything is good. The only reason that I have to be born before, after the Yibum, not before, is because Nesro, only when she's a Yevam. When there's no Yevam, there's no Nesro. Made a fake Reb Elchanan on himself. So why here you have to be born after the Kiddushin? And the fourth question we ask, and even if we will answer that, that no Chalitza is a shtikel zik and pasta Nesro. So we have a kasha faket. State in the Gemara and Dafyuna Mudbeis, that if his three brothers alive, Reuven, Shimon, Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, and he marries her after it. Levi cannot do Yibum. Shailu, why? He's coming Mikoyach Shimon, and there's no Nesro. Why? Because the Fidah Rishonim that is no, that again, the Fidah Rishonim that we speak even after Chalitza is no Nesro. Because till the Kiddushin there was Zokuktem, and after the Kiddushin there's no Menefila. So it's no Nesro. And why the Gemara says that the Achim cannot marry her? These were the four kashas that we told yesterday on Reb Elchanan's Mehalach, and Reb Elchanan fraked the kashas. Im Reb Moshe fraked the kashas. These are the kashas and the way to learn Yevamos Lefi Reb Elchanan. Came Reb Nochem, and Reb Nochem was Pesach a Pesach to learn different in Yevamos, Machlekes, Reb Shimon v'Rabbono. And there's a lot of Chalokim, and this Avon of Reb Elchanan. A lot of Chalokim with this Avon of Reb Nochem. And I want to say the main building of Reb Nochem. See how much we could get. But the main binyan of Reb Nochem. The main binyan of Reb Nochem. Reb Nochem said like this. Reb Nochem had two kashas. Says it's very nice. You learn Yevamos Vasi Machlekes Reb Shimon veRabbanon. Reb Shimon holds Shlishi Mekach Sheni Yubo Nasek Ishtei. Rabbanon don't hold from it. I Lefi Reb Shimon, why it doesn't help? Alamal Nesro. Very nice. This is if you take Daf Chof, you learn three lines of Daf Chof and it's Gishmak. So Reb Nochem, if you open Daf Yutes Amud Beis and you read the Gemara, Reb Elchanan missed out the whole Gemara. The Gemara starts in Yutes Amud Beis. My time with the Reb Shimon. What is the kasha? Okay, the Gemara doesn't understand. Let the Gemara to answer right away. Shlishi mikoyach sheini yubo. The Gemara says, my time with the Reb Shimon, hoil v'metzoa be'eter. So this is what the Gemara means. Could be. Frey the Gemara, my time with the Rabbonon. What is the kasha? First you ask him, my time with the Reb Shimon, you tell him, metzoa be'eter. So lama zog lefir b'chonon, it means shlishi mikoyach sheini. The Gemara will explain it later. It's mitzvah beheta. Lama zon, it's mitzvah beheta. This is the pshat. So the Gemara says, my time with the Reb Shimon, only with mitzvah beheta. My time with the Rabbonon. Say they don't hold shlishi mikach sheni. And what the Gemara answers? My time with the Rabbonon, velokcho, yibuim marishoinim aleo. Later in the front, the Gemara asks, why take it's muter? Shlishi mikach sheni. And the Gemara doesn't ask him, what with Rabbonon? Rabbonon don't know from shlishi mikach sheni. Reb Elchanan only took the end of the Gemara. Rashi says, hai surah de isle etere, shlishi mikach sheni. And Rabbonon don't know from it. But in the Gemara and Yutesamut Beis is a whole different sugya. And Yutesamut Beis is a whole different sugya. What is the sugya in Yutesamut Beis? The sugya in Yutesamut Beis is, my time at the Reb Shimon. Hoil u'metzah beheter. My time at the Rabbonon. Hoil v'yibum marishayinim aleh. The fear of Belchonon, my time with the Reb Shimon shlishi mikach sheni. My time with the Rabbonon, they don't like it. They don't say it. They hold his nesra. But the Gemara doesn't say that. Mikoyach them, the Gemara came, and the Gemara said, Zogim Nochem, Ha'andere Hezber in Gantz. Zogim Nochem, Ha'andere Hezber in Gantz. Mikoyach this kashe, Ha'andere Hezber in Gantz. What is the andere Hezber in Gantz? Zogim Nochem, my time with the Rabbonon, the etzem, it's poshet, why you could never do yibum al sheloi hoya bo'ilomoy. No shaykhes shlishi mikoyach sheni. When a person dies, Reuven dies, Sidor Shimon, and Levi is born, the wife of Reuven is called eishes ochiv sheloi hoya bo'ilomoy. She's called eishes ochiv sheloi hoya bo'ilomoy. Ein eishes ochiv sheloi hoya bo'ilomoy. Is a sochiv shaloi hoya ba'ilamai. Is a erve. Is a sochiv shaloi hoya ba'ilamai. Is a erve. And an erve could never fall a yibum. Like is a ach min ha'im that is married to my brother, and my brother dies, I can't do yibum. Achis isha is married to my brother, I can't do yibum. Is a Reuven to Levi is shaloi hoya ba'ilamai, and you cannot do yibum. You cannot do yibum. So when Azevi with Reuven Shimon and Levi, Reuven dies, Levi is born, Levi could never do yibum because of Shalayoya Ba'ilamai. So what if Shimon goes and marries her? He married someone that is also to me. And if he dies, you're right that I could marry Esha Shimon, but I could not marry Esha Reuven. She's Shalayoya Ba'ilamai. Will not help Shishim Mekach Sheini Yubo. If she's an Erve and me, she's Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim on me, I could never marry her. So my time with the Reb Shimon is Kipshutoi. Reb Shimon holds, and my time with the Shalayoy Ba'ilomo, you're not allowed to marry because she's a Erve. She's Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim. And nothing in the world could be matirat. So when someone asks us a kasha, why when Levi was born before Shimon's Yibum, and then Shimon made Yibum, and he dies, Levi cannot do Yibum? Not because Nesro. How he will do Yibum? You're right that Shimon has a heter, but Levi doesn't have a heter. Does it shaloi hoyo ba'ilamoi? As Levi, if Shimon is married to Ishis Ach Minahem, I cannot do Yibum. Shimon is married to someone that is called shaloi hoyo ba'ilamoi. It's one of the 15 arayas. That part of the Torah is one of the 15 arayas. Levi could never do yibum. So we made no shaykes to Nesro. Lefi Reb Elchanan, why not? He's marrying Shimon. Shimon has a heter. It's Nesro. So if someone asks, why Lefi Reb Shimon yibum v'achakach noilad and noilad v'achakach yibem, you can't do yibum. Lefi Reb Elchanan was Nesro. Reb Nachum says no shaykes to Nesro. She shaloi hoya ba'ilama is a erve. Someone that is a erve, shaloi hoya ba'ilama is considered a erve. And Val Shalaya Ba'ilama is considered a Herve. Even if Shimon marries her and Shimon dies, I can't have a Teirim Duch Shimon.
Why not?
Why, yes?
You don't have an Esther, so Shimon
is Matir Esther. How is Shimon going to be Matir Esther? Maybe Achus Isha can be Matir also?
What?
We'll see later what the Gemara asks. Zogab Nochem, no Gemara. The Gemara didn't ask until that Chof. The Gemara was Poshut, Levi cannot do Yibum, she's a Rayas. Glad. Come, we'll start with Glad. Eishes Reuven is a Erve and Levi, yes. Shaloi Ba'ilama is Eishes Ach Sheyesh Loi Bonim. Levi can never marry her. So what if Shimon married her? Shimon cannot matter Isurim. Why yes? Shimon has a heter. I don't have a heter. Shimon doesn't raise his surim. Well, get the shlish mikayach sheni. The Gemara didn't get it until Davchov. And the end of one little kash, the Gemara got it. If the Gemara didn't start, my time in the Reb Shimon, shlish mikayach sheni. The Gemara, my time in the Rabbanon, the Gemara wanted to know why it's also. So the answer is, Levi cannot marry Shaloi Hoya Boilom, she's a Erve. This is the reason Rashi, from the base till the Flamed, doesn't say words of Nesro. The Rishonim never came to explain Nesro. There's no way to Levi. What? I mentioned before that Daftes I will explain it. You didn't hear it? I said, I will answer Daftes. Rashi never mentioned Nesro. Never explained Nesro. The Teretz is, you don't have to come to Nesro. Levi cannot marry a lady that he has an Yisum. Why when my brother is married to Shizach Minayim and my brother dies, I can't do Yibum? Because she's a Erva. She's a Shizach. I can't marry. Tzoratzor, why I can't marry? He has a heter and a Tzoratzor. I don't have a heter. Tzoratzor. She's a Shizach. He doesn't have a heter. He has a heter. I don't have a heter. I can't marry. She's a Erva by me. As David Tzoratzor, every time. By the brother, it's also. I have an Isur, he has a heter, I can't take him over. This is what we learned in every Torah Tzor. So, every time, I can't take over. I can't take over. Someone, he doesn't have a heter, he has a heter, I don't have a heter. Frag the Gemara, my time at the Reb Shimon. So why Reb Shimon holds that Levi could marry her? Shlishi Mekayach Sheni will never answer such a kasha. If Shlishi Mekayach Sheni is the answer, so there's no tzara in the world. My brother has a heter, but by him it's not a yishasach. I marry him, why is tzara also? Every time. My brother's allowed to marry her, by me it's tzara. Why am I married to my brother? There's no tzara. And kazan ava. Shlishi Mekayach Sheni. Shlishi Mekayach Sheni is not matir isurim. It's never matir isurim. Even that he has a heter on the yishasach, I don't have a heter on the yishasach. Could never matter his story. So what is the Hezbollah? Zog the Gemara, my time at the Reb Shimon, hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. Hoil vebo vemetzor beheter. What is the answer of the Gemara? The answer of the Gemara is, my time with the Reb Shimon Oil and Mitzvah Beheter. Zog Reb Nochem Azay. Sheloi Hoyo Boilomoy, the gather of that new Erve that is called Sheloi Hoyo Boilomoy is a Yevamo that is standing in front. I want to explain. Every time when my brother is married someone, it's Eishes Ach on a Heter Yibum. Why she doesn't become an Erve Dike Eishes Ach? She's not Oymed Le Yibum now. It's not called the Erve Dike Eishes Ach. What makes something to become an Erva Dikei Shesach, when she's Oymet to Yibum and I can marry her, this makes her to become an Erva Dikei Shesach. When she's Oymet to Yibum and I cannot marry her, she's called an Erva Dikei Shesach. Zogt Reb Shimon, Val Bo, Kolzman, my brother was not Miyabim, she's Oymet to Yibum. Nor is a Miyut, Yachdov. So she's Oymed Le'Yibum, and I'm not allowed to marry her. This makes the Shem Erve. She's a Yevama, she needs Yibum, and Hashem tells me, don't do Yibum. This, she becomes the Erve Le'Yibum. This is called the Erve Le'Yibum, and she's actually Yesh Labonim. Aber, when she's married to my brother, and she's not Oymed anymore to Yibum, B'meile, she doesn't have any more Hashem, she doesn't have any more Hashem if Erve Eishesach Shel Rabbi Lomoy. She's not an Erve Dike Eishesach. Hoyin Vebo V'Mitzvah Beheter, she doesn't have the shame of the Erve Dike Eishesach. Why? She's not Oymed Le'Yibum anymore. As even when my brother is alive, she's not called the Erve Dike Eishesach. Avad is no Yibum yet. But only when she's Oymed Le'Yibum and I can't do Yibum, then you get the shame of Erve Dike Eishesach. When she's not Oymed Le'Yibum, it's not called the Erve Dikei Shesach. When she's not Oymed Le'Yibum, Hoil Vebo Vevetzor Beheter, the Hainu, that she's Muterer, and Mele, she's not anymore a Yevomo, that you cannot do Yibum. So while she's not a Yevomo, that you cannot do Yibum anymore, B'meila, she's not an elva dikei shesach. B'meila, when Shimon will die, I'm allowed to marry her. My time in the Rabbonon. So she's not an elva dikei shesach. If she's not an elva dikei shesach, so avada, you could say shlishim mekach sheini uba. My time in the Rabbonon. The Gemara answers, Yebumim arishoinim aleo. She's weiter called the Yevamo. Thus state clear in the words of the Gemara. My time in the Rabbonon, Yebumim arishoinim aleo. The time in Rabbonon, the Hezber in Rabbonon. Why? You cannot do Yibum because Yebumim arishoinim aleo. Reb Shimon doesn't hold from Yebumim arishoinim and Rabbonon hold. But out the Hezber, the words divide. So, Meila, the ganze machleik is Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon, so Reb Nochem is not in the right page. Reb Elchonon is in the wrong page. The page is Yutes Amud Beis. My time with the Reb Shimon, Hoi v'bo mitzoh beheter, she's not called a Yevomo. Meila, she's not a Erbe v'Shesach anymore. My time with the Rabbonon, Yebum v'Rishonim aleo. She is a Shesach. Why? She is a Yevomo, so she gets a shame Erbe. So you never can be matered. Thus in the machleik is Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon. My time with the Reb Shimon, Metzor Beheter, she's not called a Yevama anymore. My time with the Rabbonon, she is called a Yevama. These are the words of the Gemara. Then the Gemara in the Chof Rek Takash, you're right. Aber Lemaise, Eine Chanami, she's not an Erva Dike Eishasach. Aber the Eishasach from Reuven doesn't have a Mitzvah Sibu. The Eishasach of Reuven doesn't have a Mitzvah Sibu. So if the Yishasach of Reuven doesn't have a mitzvah zibum, how you take over that mitzvah? You're right that it's not an erbedike Yishasach, but there is no mitzvah zibum on that Yishasach. If there's no mitzvah zibum on that Yishasach, how Levi could be meyabim that Yishasach? It's not a stirle yibum, but there's no mitzvah zibum on that. Of them zog the Gemara, aber shlishi mikach sheini ubo. I can val the sheini had a mitzvah in that Eishasach, and I'm carrying on making the shame of Shimon. B'meila, I'm allowed to mekayim shame for that Eishasach. It's only enough to give me a shame that I'm allowed to mekayim the mitzvah. Aber lo yitzur to elvadik Eishasach, shlishi mikach sheini will not help. Maybe it needs more hesber when we get to the sugya alein and dafchav. Maybe it needs noch a hezbo when we get to the sugi and dafchof. But the tzursa de shmeise of Reb Nochem. To remember the tzursa de shmeise. The machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon is not around shlishim mikach sheni. The Gemara never said there is an argument about that. Is the argument if mitzvah beheter, it's not a yevoma anymore, or yevomim arishonim, she is a yevoma. Does it the machlekes of the Gemara there? If she is a yevoma, she becomes a erbedikei shesach. If she's not a yevoma, she's not an Elva Dikei Shesach. You need Shleini Mikach Shlishi Yubo stop to have a mitzvah and that Eishesach. Aber mitzad the noise of Reb Shimon v'Rabbonon, it's not the noise of Shlishi Mikach Sheini Yubo, it's Bo v'Mitzor Beheter or Yibum v'Rishayni Maleo. This is Be'etzem the Sugi and of Chof Yutesa Mutbeiz and Chof. Again, needs no chahes, but it's kimat. We see the good Rishayni, the Reb Nochem is ma'arich very much to explain the lomdas around it. But that's the Hezber Advori. B'meile, it's no Shaykhis to Nesro. If she was born before Shimon did Yibum, she's an Erva Dikei Shesach. And the Erva Dikei Shesach stays Erva forever. Stays Erva forever. If he was born later, she was never Erva Dikei Shesach by him. She was never Erva Dikei Shesach by him. B'meile, she's Mutter. B'meile, Zog Reb Nochem, back to our sugya. Our sugi is now Kemil Choyma. Reuven and Shimon. Shimon did Chalitza and he did Kiddushin. Now Levi is born. Zog Reb Shimon, she's not a Erev anymore. She's not falling Leibum anymore. Shimon took away all the Zikah. So she's not a Erev Leibum. If she's not a Erev Leibum, so if Shimon dies and I'm taking over Shimon, I'm allowed to Meyabim her. Lefid Rishonim, even after Chalitza already, she's not a Yevoma anymore. Lefi Rashi and Tesis, only after the Kiddushin, because Kozman has no Kiddushin, she has a shame Yevama yet. Lekula Alma, even Alibi the Reb Shimon. But that's in the Gemara. Lefi Reb Shimon Avada, Kozman, even after the Chalitza, is a mokum to be born in the Bais. So Avada, she has a shame Yevama. B'meila, lefi Rashi and Tesis only after the Kiddushin, and lefi Rishonim even after the Chalitza. Oh, but the lomdus of the sugya is the same. That lefi Reb Shimon, oil, bebo, bemetzo, beheter, nothing is left. She's not called the Shalahoya Be'ilamoi. And b'meila, you could take it over. B'meila, you could take it over. We asked the Kasha, but what were the brothers that were alive? Why in Reuven, Shimon, Velevi, when Reuven dies, Shimon does Chalitza, and then he marries her. Levi can't do Yibum. Was no Nesra. That's Avada was Nesra. And the minute that Shimon did Chalitza, so B'meila was Lo Yivne, she became an Ervedikesh Sach and the other brothers. She became an Ervedikesh Sach and the other brothers. This was the Lo Yivne Lefi Reish Lakish, that the other brothers are out of the Parsha. This is called the fact that the other brothers say you cannot do Yibum anymore. But you it's Ishisach Sheyesh Labanim. You may have boy Yikoi. This makes it Ishisach Sheyesh Labanim. But mainly you can't do Yibum. This is Be'etzem, the Iker Ma'aroche of Reb Nochem. Say, Avada, we can masbir more and more, and we daf masbir. But the Yisai that Vori. The Yisai that Vori. So B'meile, Val the Yisai that Vori means Be'etzem. So we have two drochim in the Machlekes Reb Shimon v'Rabbanon. This is what we have to take out from our sugya. Lefi Reb Elchanan, the Machlekes is Nafchof. Shlish Mekach Sheni, Rabbanon don't hold from it. And Be'etzem, Alemol, it's Mutar Lefi Reb Shimon, only when it's Nesra. And you have to work the sugyas around Nesra. And Lefi Reb Nochem, the Machlekes, and Yutes Amud Beis. Reb Shimon holds Bov and Mitzvah Beheter, she doesn't have a Shem Yevomo, it stays Mutter, and Rabbanon holds Yibum and Rishonim Aleo, B'meile she is a Yevomo, and the Isur stays. When the Isur stays, so B'meile she has a Shem Shalahoya Be'ilomoy. Shalahoya Be'ilomoy never has a Heter later. No Shach is the Nesra. That Ishesach is never Mutter Le Yibum. And if he met her, and it's in a time that he could not do Yibum, he got a shame of Shalahoya Be'ilomoy. And when he got a shame of Shalahoya Be'ilomoy, B'meila he can't do Yibum. Yes, I'll explain to you. Because Be'etzem is no Lo Yivna, the new brother. So if it will be no Chesaron of Shalahoya Be'ilomoy, Be'etzem he could have done Yibum. He doesn't have Lo Yivna, right? So Be'etzem he could make Yibinyan. That is Shalahoya Be'ilomoy. So Be'etzem he has a parsha of Shalahoya Be'ilomoy. This is the Hezbo Lefi Rashi. So Reb Nochem Ois Gicheshmes, all the Cheshboines, I just want to go weiter a little bit. Lama Zend the Teisves. And this Teisves is our Shlomet, and not a big chelik in the Sugi. Ktoli, Lazak Teisves. Tzirul Chalitza Min Ha'achim. He's going on Reish Lakish. He's going on Reish Lakish. What's that Reish Lakish? Reish Lakish holds, the Fir Baskona Sagimore, that Reuven and Shimon, and Reuven died, Shimon did Chalitza, and then the other brothers are born. Shimon did Chalitza, and then the other brothers are born. So the Gemara says, Achim ha-Yeludim, lefi Reb Shimon, is no more Ishesach. Val Reb Shimon holds, Shlishi mikoyach sheini ubo, and you have the heter Reb Shimon. So Val, you have the heter Reb Shimon, b'meile it's okay. Val, you have the heter Reb Shimon, b'meile it's okay. That's the Gemara. State in the Braise, so what steht in the Braise? That Bechai Gavne Eis for Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish. Acholetz liyavintoi v'chosar v'kitsho Tzricho chalitzo min ha'achim. So lefi Reish Lakish, what's the pshat Tzricho chalitzo min ha'achim? Acholetz liyavintoi v'chosar v'kitsho v'meis Tzricho chalitzo min ha'achim ha'yeludim, the ones that were born later, Tzricho Chalitza Menachim, from the ones that were born later. Frek Teisves, so why Dafka Chalitza Menachim? Why she can't be Misyabim to the Achim? Why she can't be Misyabim to the Achim? Why Dafka Chalitza Menachim? Bishleim Elefi Rabbi Yochanan, everyone is alive. Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza, and Shimon marries her, is a layivna, and all the other brothers, but mainly they can't do yibum. So it's a layivna and the other brothers. But if Reish Lakish, are his chorus on the other brothers. What is the answer? We're talking about Achim HaYeludim. They were born later, so b'meile they could get the heter of Shimon. So normally the Gemara state, Yibem v'acharkach noilad, Reb Shimon holds you allowed to do Yibum. So why here in the Braisa state, Ismael, Acholetz li'evimtoi, v'chozo v'kitcho v'meis, tzricho chalitza min ha'achim. Why tzricho chalitza min ha'achim? Why tzricho chalitza min ha'achim? Why she can't do Yibum to the Achim? Bishnei Melerish Lokish, you can't do Yibum to the Achim, because all the brothers were alive. So Bishas the Chalitza of Shimon to Eisha Sruven, all of them are below Yivne. So even that Shimon marries her and he dies, Shimon has a lo Yivne. Shimon has a lo Yivne. Aber Lefir Eish Lokish, all the brothers have a chorus. So what is the answer? Man Achim, Achim HaYeludim. The ones that were born later, so b'meile, they found their better. Shlish mikach sheni ubo, they could take over the issues of Shimon, and b'meile, they have a heter. So why they stayed in Braise, tzricho chalitza min Achim? Zog Teisves. Because Teisves learned the Lefir Yishlokish, the ones that were born later don't have lo Yivne. So while the ones that were born later don't have lo Yivne, זוקת איספס, מסייבמס אינו, מאחר דה אסורו לביילו, דה אשתו במותו לא אסורו, באוסו לו לכל שכן. וזוקת איספס, why she can't do ייבו? זוקת איספס, she can't do ייבו, מזה קל וחוימר. מאחר דה אסורו לביילו, דה אשתו במותו לא אסורו, באוסו לו לכל שכן. ושתית אין תספס. Taisa says that Eina Chanami Lefir Yishlokish Be'etzem is no lo Yivna and the new brothers. But even so, the new brothers cannot do Yibum, they only can do Chalitza. Why they only can do Chalitza, they can't do Yibum? It's a Kal V'choymer. B'muto lo Ne'esro, Be'osru lo Le'kol Shekem. What is the Kal V'choymer? Kal V'choymer is, it's the Gemara and Soito. The Gemara says like this. If a person, a soito, a isha is mezane tachas bailo. We'll see in the next sugya. A isha is mezane tachas bailo. A isha is mezane tachas bailo. So he has to divorce her. Now the person dies. So the halacha is the yavam cannot do yibum. Why he can't do yibum? But the yavam she's not a chay velavim. Machzik grushosay. The gemara on amud beis. Prison is Machzir Grushosay. He's a love of Machzir Grushosay. Then he dies. So state that the brother can do Yibum. Find him out why the brother can do Yibum. But the brother is not a Machzir Grushosay. The brother is a normal. Reuven is not allowed to bring back his wife. Reuven divorced her and now he brought her back. Now Reuven dies. Shimon can't do Yibum. Why? She's a Chai Velavim. Why she's a Chai Velavim? Eish Sach is Yibum. Zog the Gemara. B'muto lo ne'esro, b'osru lo le'kol sheken. B'muto lo ne'esro, b'osru lo le'kol sheken. She's osru on her husband. She will not be osru on the yavam. B'muto lo ne'esro, b'osru lo le'kol sheken. No, see the Gemara. So the Gemara learns, it's a kal v'choymer. Zog teisve is the zelbe zach bayos. Val Shimon had a lavev lo yivne. So we have a kal v'choymer. B'mutol olay ne'esro, b'osru olay kol sheken. She's osru on Shimon. Kal v'choymer that she's osru on Levi. That's the kal v'choymer of the Gemara. And this thesis, the achroinim ha'miskash very much. What the Gemara is mechadish? What the Gemara is Mechadish? The Gemara is Mechadish, normally we know, the normal case of Chai Velavim is, the Moshe, someone is married to a Mamza, and he dies. So the brother can't do Yibum. Why the brother can't do Yibum? Because but the brother is also a love of a Mamza. someone is married to a Ptsuadako. So the brother also can't do Yibum because by him it's also a Chai Velavim. But what would be if it's a Chai Velavim only on the Mes, and the Yovam it's not a Chai Velavim? So Be'etzem Lechure, the Yovam would be allowed to do Yibum. Zog the Gemara, why the Yovam cannot do Yibum? The reason the Yovam cannot do Yibum is a Kal V'chaymer. B'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. So I'm going to take over. I'm going to take over the issues of the mess. If I'm going to take over the issues of the mess, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. Zog the Gemara and Soito, you don't say every time a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. When you say the Kal V'chaymer, what is the pshat in the Kal V'chaymer? B'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. Zog the Gemara like this. If the marshal, it's two brothers. One is a Kohen Gadol, one is a Cholol. One is a Kohen, one is a Cholol. Father was married a Zayna, so one brother is a Kohen, one brother is not a Kohen. The first brother married a Grusha. He dies. It's like, Mora, I'm allowed to do evil. What are the Shaykhs? He's a Kohen, I'm not a Kohen. You never say a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. It's not a Kal V'chaymer. He has a problem, I don't have a problem. You never say a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, or l'moshe, my brother is a Kohen Gadol, so he's not allowed to marry a Be'ula. He marries a Be'ula and he dies. I've had a Kohen Hedit could do Yibum. You don't say a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. So why here you say a Kal V'chaymer? Why here we say a Kal V'chaymer? And a soito, a person, his wife is Mizane, and he dies. So the halacha is the Yovam cannot do Yibum. We'll see later different reasons. But the Gemara says it's a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. Why, dear, we can make a Kal V'chaymer? The answer is, the reason we can make a Kal V'chaymer, b'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem, why Soito has to get divorced? Isha is Mizana under her husband, she has to leave. Why? Someone else will marry her, it'll be okay. Why only this husband cannot marry her? The pshat is, she messed up this marriage. She messed up. So this marriage is messed up. So you're going to be making Shem? B'mutol l'nesro, b'osul l'kol shekem? You could take over this issues? This issue is spoiled. This issue is over. B'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. B'mele, this is the halacha that b'mele b'chai gavne, you can't do yibu. B'mutol l'nesro, b'osu l'lekol shekem. Say the machzik rushosoy. Why machzik rushosoy can't take back his wife? Shem said he already married her, he throws her back. He's playing with his marriage. So the marriage is bad. But when someone is stamachai velavim, there's no isur of Kal V'chaymer b'mutol l'nesro b'osu l'lekol shekem. Zogin de'achroinim, Taisus had a kasha here. Reuven, Shimon, v'Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza and then does yibum, and now Levi is born. Levi doesn't have a lo yivne. So lefi Reb Shimon that Levi is allowed to do yibum, so why Reb Shimon, why the Gemara says that Levi only can do chalitza? Why Levi could only do chalitza? Why Levi only could do chalitza? Lechure let Levi to do yibum. He doesn't have a lo yivne, so let Levi to do yibum. This is Taisus' kasha. Why tzricho chalitza min ha'achim? Lefi Reb Shimon yibum v'achar kach noy let Reb Shimon hold you do every time you're allowed to do yibum. Why here I can't do yibum? Zog Taisus kal v'chaymer. Zog Taisus kal v'chaymer. B'mutol l'nesro b'osu l'lekol shekem? B'mutol l'nesro b'osu l'lekol shekem? If she's osu on Shimon, she's for sure osu on Levi. Why? Shimon has a loyivne. Why the loyivne? So there's no loyivne on Levi. Aber Val Levi is taking over the issues. So we say, B'mutol l'nesro b'osu l'lekol shekem? Zog in the Achroinim, tell me what is the Lavev Lo Yivne. If Lavev Lo Yivne means that the Ishes Ach stays, So there's no problem in the marriage. She's a Eishes Ach and Shimon. So your son can say, B'muto lo nesro, b'osro lo lo kol shekel. She's a Eishes Ach and Shimon. But Levi has a heter, so you can't say a kal v'choymer. Muchach in Teisa is that Teisa is learning that lo yivne is a zaitik elav. Val lo yivne is a zaitik elav lefi Teisa is. What is lo yivne? Val, you never took her, we don't want this marriage anymore. Val, we don't want this marriage anymore. So mele, it's a problem in the marriage. But mele, you could say a kal v'choymer. But lo yitzur lo yivne is a ishesach. If lo yivne is a ishesach, so you can't say kal v'chayimah v'mutol ha'nesra v'osol ha'lekol shekem. Eishesach is not a problem in the marriage. She's arayas and shimen. She's not arayas and levi. It's the loyivna and shimen, and it's not loyivna and levi. So b'meili, you can't say kal v'chayimah. Kal v'chayimah you only could say when you have a chisorin in the marriage. When you have a chisorin in the marriage, then you could say kal v'chayimah. But when it's not a chisorin in the marriage, you can't say kal v'chayimah. You can't say a kal v'chayma. So may leval, you can't say a kal v'chayma. So what Taisus answers is a kal v'chayma b'muto l'nesro. B'osu lo l'kol sheken. Where's the kal v'chayma? Where's the kal v'chayma? So g'na achoyinim, v'ayis nois in Taisus, that the lo yivne is not a hemshech evdei shesach. Lo yivne is a zayte ke isu. And v'al lo yivne is a zayte ke isu, b'mele you can make a kal v'chayma. This is what the achoyinim say. So the kasha is, b'etzem it's a ritvon ha-meiri, but we'll start that's a kasha. But Rashi, we medayek Rashi all over, learned that the lo yivne is the ishesach. The lo yivne is the ishesach. If the lo yivne is the ishesach, what Rashi will answer and taste this is kasha. Why Levi has to do chalitze? Why Levi can't do yibu? Why Levi Rashnokish, Levi can't do yibu? Why it's going chalitza min ha'achim? Let Levi to do yibu. Why Levi cannot do yibu? What Levi cannot do yibu? Zog de Meiri and the Ritva and the Kirenoiro be'etzem is merames to it that be'etzem lefi Rashi taste. Maybe I'll ask you another shayla. Why take Rashi never asked the kasha why she's chalitza? Maybe 10 people already came to ask me the shayla when they learned the Gemara. The finish lokish, why is tzicha chalitza min ha'achim? Do yibu. There's no lo yivna the new brother, do yibu. Rashi doesn't ask this kasha. If you could ask such a kasha. Zog de kerenoira, listen good to chesh. Tesis is kasha, is bichlal nishkin kasha. The way we learn now the sugya, tesis kasha is bichlal nisht kasha. It's bichlal not shvel, tesis is kasha. Why? We have Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza v'yibum, Levi is born. Levi doesn't have a lo yivne. But if he's logish, Levi has a chorus of Eishesach. So why is he allowed to do yibum? Vali was born after Shimon did yibum. So b'meila now he's taking over Shimon, and Shimon made kiddushin, chalitza v'kiddushin. He's taking over Shimon, and he's allowed to marry her. Right? That's the Gemara. Achim ha'yeludim, Lefi Reb Shimon, if they were born after Chalitza v'Kiddushin, if they were born after Chalitza v'Kiddushin, b'meila they're allowed to do yibum. That's the Gemara. Alibed Reb Shimon, Alibed Reb Yechon, we're speaking ba'achim that already were born. But Alibed Reish Lakish, we're holding Reuven died, Shimon did Chalitza v'Kiddushin, Levi is born, Levi be'etzem has a chorus, it's a new brother, but he's coming b'koyach Shimon. So we ask the Shaila, but how he's allowed to marry Eishes Ach of Reuven? Tarez is Shlish Mikach Sheni. Shimon has a heter, I'm going through the heter of Shimon. Be'etzem she's a chai v'krisis on you. What is the heter? Be'etzem she's a chai v'krisis. What is the heter? The heter is Shlish Mikach Sheni. If the heter is Shlish Mikach Sheni, be'etzem you don't have a heter. Be'etzem she's a Eishes Ach. Now what is the heter of Levi to marry her? Val is coming mikach Shimon. Shimon has a heter. Shlish mikach Sheni. He gets the heter. He gets the heter. If Shimon has a loyivne, Shimon himself was not allowed to marry her. He did it. He was over a loyivne. And we said, what is loyivne? That the Eishes Ach comes back. So Shimon has a heter on the Eishes Ach from Reuven klapi Lavanat. If Shimon has a loyivne, again, Reuven dies, Shimon does chalitza. Now Shimon goes and he marries her. Shimon is over on loyivne. What is the pshat that Shimon is over on loyivne? What is the pshat that Shimon is over on loyivne? He's over on Eishes Ach. So Shimon is allowed to marry Reuven, but almost. Now, Levi has chorus of Eishes Ach. He says, yeah, but I'm getting the heter of Shimon. But Shimon doesn't have a heter on the Eishes Ach. So how Levi will have the heter on Eishes Ach? So b'meila, Levi is not allowed to marry her. On kal v'choyma. As I stated in Miri in the Ritv. Again, Tezis is asking a kasha. Why lefi Reish Lakish Levi is not allowed to do Yibum? Ari b'Yibum v'achar kach noilad every time Levi said, Reb Shimon said, Yibum v'achar kach noilad, Tisyabem, Mishnah Perek Sheini. And here Reb Shimon holds, if Cholatz v'Kiddush, and after it, Achim ha-Yeludim, Tzricho Chalitzo min ha-Achim. For like Tesis, why Chalitzo min ha-Achim? Yibu min ha-Achim. And Tesis says a shtikl Teire. B'muto l'nesro, b'osro l'koshiken. The marriage was bad by Shimon, can't be better by Levi. Kal v'chaim of the Gemara and Saito. Lefi Rashi and the Rishonim, we have a besser Teretz. And as I said, the Meir in the Keren Oiro, in the Ritvo, a besser Teretz. Be'etzem Levi has chorus. So every time we have to remember what is the heter of Reb Shimon, I'm going in the shoes of Shimon. Oh, but Shimon also has the Yisur of Eishes Ach. I want to explain. Normally in Yibum, what my brother has a aveir is not to get to me. He's a Kohen Gadol, I'm not a Kohen Gadol. I'm going in his shoes. You're right. Oh, but he's a Kohen Gadol, I'm not a Kohen Gadol. So I don't have to have his aveiros. Only mitzad kal v'choyma. Over here, we're talking about Eishes Ach of Reuven. Be'etzem, she's a chorus on Levi. Levi can't touch it. He says, yeah, but Shimon is allowed to touch, so I'm also allowed to touch. Shimon is not allowed to touch the Eishes Ach. He has a love.
Why doesn't Levi keep Eishes Ach with chorus then?
The Teretz is because Shimon doesn't have a chorus, so I'm, Levi mikoyach Shimon ubo, Shimon has a heter on the chorus, I could get the heter on the chorus. But on what he doesn't have a heter, Levi doesn't have a heter. And what Levi does, what Shimon doesn't have a heter, Levi also doesn't have a heter. Levi could have the heter of Shimon. So shtay that the Keren Oiro reflect why Tesis didn't answer it. The Teretz is, Tesis learned that the Eishes Ach left completely. The Loyivne is a Naya Lav. And the Loyivne is Kevin Shalibon Oshu Loyivne. The new brother doesn't have the Loyivne. The old brother has the Loyivne. The new brother doesn't have the Loyivne. The new brother doesn't have the Loyivne. So Fakot. And at the beginning when we started the sugya, we had a chkira. Lo yivne, the pshat, is a leftover of the Eishes Ach, or it's a nayela. So it's not a gishmaki chakira. It's not a gishmaki chakira. Tesis is kasha here cannot work if you learn that it's a leftover of the Eishes Ach. Must sein in Tesis that it's a nayela. Masha'enken Rashi, then if I remember right, we said that the Meiri is mashma, that's the Eishes Ach. The Meiri is the one that says that Tesis is kasha, it's not a kasha. Zog the Meiri, avad is the Eishes Ach. Because we have to remember, Alamol, we're going with Shlishi Mikach Sheini. The heter of Levi, if Reb Shlokish is chorus. No, the heter is, the heter that Levi has, that Shimon has, Levi gets. Val is the Zelbe heter, the Mele, who have been the. Lamas and two more lines of the Gemara. Ismar Zog the Gemara, Abo al Yevomo, Vebo Achad Minachim al Tzoroso. Pligi Bo Ravache Veravine. Chad Omar Bekores V'chad Omar Be'ese Man de Omar Bekores Kerish Lokish Man de Omar Be'ese Kerab Yechonon. We have the Zelbe Machleikes Rab Yechonon V'Rish Lokish that we had Legabei Chol Atzechot Min Ha'achim. So Lefi Rish Lokish all the other brothers are Bekores and Lefi Rab Yechonon de Belav. Here Legabei De'ese the Zelbe Machleikes Lefi Rish Lokish, all of the other brothers are Bekores. And Lefi Rabbi Yechanon, all of the other brothers are Be'ese. So Lama Zan Gud Degmor. Isma Rabo Ali Yevomo, Vebo Echod Min Ha'achim Al Tzoroso. Pligi Bo Ravache Veravine. Chad Omar Bekores, Vechad Omar Be'ese. Chad Omar Bekores, Vechad Omar Be'ese. Man da omar bekores kerish lokish is no shlichusayu, so all the other brothers are a normal chorus. Man da omar be'ese kerab yoichanon. Man da omar be'ese kerab yoichanon. So Rashi says like this: well, you did Yibum to one of the Yavamis, so Lefi Resh Lakish, all the brothers and the Tzores Bekores, and Lefi Rabbi Yochanan, they're Be'ese. But the brother that did Yibum, he himself, what happens clapping all the other Tzores? What Isur he has clapping all the Tzores? The one that did Yibum. The one that did Yibum, what his aloch is clapping the Tzores? What? Zogt Rashi only Eser. Why? It says, Bais Echod Uboine Ve'einu Boine Shtei Batim. So on who the Eser goes? The Eser has to go on the other ones. Look at Loshon Rashi. Kiman ki Rabbonon Be'eser Bais Echod Uboine Ve'einu Shtei Batim. Ve'lamo Eser. Man Oma Be'eser Ki Rabbi Yechon. And Oma Riyush Lichusai De Achim Ko Avdi. Ve'ki Eichad Elididei Avitzore Be'eser La'achim Nami Yave Be'eser. ומן דאמר בקורס כרשלוק יש דאמר לב שליחוס את האחים אם כך הוא נינו דקוי הלו בעשה and everyone else אבל האחים כדי קיים מקיים ובאיסו ראש עסק so Rashi says that Ali בדר רשלוק יש when you do Yibum to one so you yourself have a עשה בייס אחד ובוינה ואינה בוינה שתי בעתים so everyone else is ניתק מעשה ללב מה שאין כדי אחים כדי קיים מקיימי אלא פי רבי יוחנן שליחו סייקו עבדי so everyone has a nituk ועל everyone has a nituk so לפי רבי יוחנן not only he's בעשה all the brothers are also בעשה מה שאין כדי לפי דרשבו that the פשט in רשלוק is that the ישסח only goes off from one מה שאין כדי לפי רבי יוחנן the ישסח goes off from everyone זוג דרשבו that לפי רשלוק is if he will marry the Tzores, Avadi will be Bekores. Because if he the Rashi, we explain, Rabbi Yechonon holds it goes off from everyone. If he Shlokish, it goes off only from one. So it's not about the Machlekes, Rashi with the Rashbo. Be'ezus Hashem, maybe here we have to mash him a little bit in the Rashi and the Rashbo, but I want Be'iker, or maybe in Gansen, Be'ezus Hashem Yom Rishon, to start the Sugi of Tzores Seitah.